Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Erin.
And today we're taking a look at our fun fact article for today, or fun facts article for today. Mm-hmm. Now, Erin, what do you usually eat on a normal basis and what do you like to eat?
Well, of course, I like to eat sugar all the time.
Who doesn't, right?
More sugar.
Yes.
But I've recently tried to stop eating sugar so mm-hmm. much. Not completely, just more because I know it's really unhealthy for me.
Mm.
And I have been trying to eat a lot more vegetables.
Okay, so you're trying to eat more healthy food
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I like to eat a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really not good for me. And now mm-hmm. that I'm getting older, I can just sort of feel the effects of unhealthy food more.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, unhealthy food can be enjoyed every now and then,
yeah.
I think sometimes.
Yeah.
I also do try to eat healthier now. Mm. I like to eat, you know, home-cooked meals. I try
right.
to make my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every now and then you still need your junk food and you need your
yeah.
cheat day.
I'm not going to lie. I just ate 2 cookies.
Yeah, and we need some French fries as well.
Exactly.
All right, so let's take a look at our article today. We're going to be looking at some fun facts about some of our favorite kind of, you know, unhealthy foods.
Mm.
So let's take a look at that.
Okay, sounds delicious.
Reading.
Fun facts. Fast food may be bad for you, but there's one delicious dish you can never seem to refuse. Chicken nuggets. Whether you enjoy this meal with ketchup, honey, or barbecue sauce, your love for it seems limitless. You can't help but wonder, who do we have to thank for this tasty creation? A. The first owner of McDonald's. B. A university professor. C. A restaurant manager. Congratulations if you guessed B. Cornell University professor Robert C. Baker invented the earliest form of chicken nuggets in 1973. His creation, a frozen breaded chicken stick, was meant to make the meat convenient and appealing. In this way, he hoped to help farmers sell more chicken. In fact, these chicken sticks were only one of the chicken products Baker dreamed up. He and his graduate students came up with over 50 others, including chicken hot dogs. However, his chicken sticks were the most successful. Today, they have evolved into the tasty nuggets that make millions of people say yum.
Okay, our article starts out today. It says, fast food may be bad for you, but there's one delicious dish you can never seem to refuse. Chicken nuggets. Now, this is true. Every time I go to McDonald's, I get 4 chicken nuggets with my hamburger.
Uh-huh.
And I know
it's
I shouldn't.
It's hard to resist.
It
I know.
It is. It's just so cheap and salty and delicious.
Yeah, and it's a really good snack, too, sometimes.
Mm, yeah. That's why I just don't let myself go very often.
All right. Next, it says, whether you enjoy this meal with ketchup, honey, or barbecue sauce, your love for it seems limitless. And I totally agree with this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken nuggets go well with any kind of sauce. And
yeah.
There's just so many reasons why we all love chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are like one of the, I think, best inventions in the world, I think.
Yeah.
Food inventions.
Yeah.
All right. So here we see our grammar point. We see the word weather. Now, weather here means, in Chinese, it means 不管无论. And so we can either put it in the front of the sentence to mean like, okay, no matter what, okay, no matter what this thing happens or no matter what, we use weather for that. So, for example, we can take a look at our sentence. It says, Katie's hobby is playing any kind of ball game, whether it's basketball, baseball, or volleyball. So, no matter what, she likes playing all kinds of, especially, I think, sports, we can say. And she
mm-hmm.
likes any kind of sport. So no matter what kind of ball sport it is, she loves it no matter what.
Right. Okay, well, I like chicken nuggets with ketchup and honey and barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. So true. Whether it has any of those sauces, I'm still going to eat it.
Yes.
Okay, well, our article goes on to say, you can't help but wonder, who do we have to thank for this tasty creation? Very good question. I also can't help but wonder, who created chicken nuggets? Now, when you can't help but do something, we feel that we have to do something or that we have no choice except to do something. So, for example, if I hear someone shouting in an MRT station, I can't help but look to see what's happening. That means I feel like I have to look because I want to know, why is that person shouting? Here's another example sentence. Winston couldn't help but smile after Rona agreed to go out with him.
Mm. And so, of course, you know, we eat chicken nuggets almost every single day, but we kind of want to think and we kind of wonder, who created this? Who was this genius that created chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have the vocabulary word wonder here. Wonder here is a verb and it means you want to know something, you're very curious about it, or you have interest and you want to know more about it. So, for example, we can say she wondered what to do with the money. So maybe this person found, luckily she found some money on the floor. Maybe it's a lot of money. And she's thinking, okay, I'm curious, what can I do with this? Or you can also say the children wondered why the sky is blue.
So I also wonder that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'll look into that later.
That sounds like a good fun facts topic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we wonder who is responsible for this tasty creation. Now, creation is a noun, and it's something you create. That's the verb, C-R-E-A-T-E, create. When you create something, you make something new for the first time. And the thing that you make is called a creation.
Mm. All right. So, of course, this is our question. Who basically invented chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a look at our choices and just see maybe which one it is. And you guys can guess along as well. Is it A, the first owner of McDonald's?
Oh, that makes sense.
That's quite possible, too.
Yeah.
They did make, you know, fast food hamburgers really popular.
Right.
So maybe they invented it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, option B says a university professor. And let's talk about both of the words in that sentence or that option. University is a noun and it's a school that you go to after high school. Now, this kind of school offers many different programs that you can study, such as history, English, medicine, and lots more. So you won't study all the subjects, you'll just study one subject and the many classes in that one subject. Now, you often attend university for 4 years before you graduate.
Mm, so you do this after high school.
Yes.
All right. So maybe it was a university professor who invented chicken nuggets. Now, a professor is basically a teacher who teaches at a college or a university because they also spent many years studying really hard to get this title and to get to this position.
Mm-hmm.
So a professor is a teacher, basically.
Right. Okay, so we've got the first owner of McDonald's, a university professor, and option C is a restaurant manager. Now, a manager, this noun, is a person, and we know that it's a person because we spell manage the verb with E-R. So E-R, when we add it to a verb, means that we're talking about people. Okay, so managers help control a group of workers in a business or a company. In fact, what they're doing is they're managing the workers. Manage, the verb, is spelled M-A-N-A-G-E, manage. Now, managers might help their workers with problems. They might make their schedules. They might hold meetings and lots of other important things at work.
Mm.
Now, as an example, we could say, Yvonne has to work at this company for 3 years before she can apply for a manager's job.
Mm, okay, so they make sure that everything runs smoothly at a restaurant or whichever business they own.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so which one do you think it is?
I think A.
Yeah, I think A sounds actually quite logical. Right. I mean, you know, everyone likes McDonald's.
Right.
It's one of, like, the first really popular fast food restaurants. So maybe it could be A.
Am I right?
Okay, let's take a look. What do you guys think? Let's take a look at the answer. The article says, congratulations if you guessed B.
Boo.
Ooh, that's a really huge surprise.
I got it
as
wrong.
Well. Yeah. It's actually quite surprising as well, I think. A university professor.
Oh, they're pretty smart people.
They are smart. So, yeah. Okay, I guess I can give it to him for that. I wonder why or how did he create this?
Well, we're about to find out. Okay. Let's find out who the professor is here. It says, Cornell University Professor Robert C. Baker invented the earliest form of chicken nuggets in 1973. Okay, so Cornell University, that's a really big school in the U.S., and this professor worked there, and at the same time he was working there, he also invented the first form of chicken nuggets. Now, when you invent something, this verb means that you make, design, or think of a new type of thing. For example, we could say Leo Hendrik Bakeland, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, invented the first form of plastic in 1907.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he was the first person to invent. I didn't know that. All right. So we learned that this Cornell University professor, Robert C. Baker, he invented the earliest form of chicken nuggets in 1973. We also saw another word here. We saw the word form. Now, form here is a noun, and it means a type or kind of something or one of the many different ways something is seen. So we know chicken nuggets are kind of like rectangular now. Maybe it was in a different shape.
Maybe it was longer or thicker.
Or maybe it was a triangle. I don't know. It could be, it was a different shape than the shape that we see today. Now, more examples of form is, for example, watching a movie is a popular form of entertainment. So it's a popular type of entertainment. Or this is a deadly form of cancer, meaning this disease or this type of cancer is a deadly one. We can also use another sample sentence. We can say poetry is a form of literature. So it's a kind of literature or type of literature that we learn about in school or that we see about, that we see in general.
Okay, so maybe these chicken nuggets looked a lot different than the ones we're used to, but let's find out what his was. It says, his creation, a frozen breaded chicken stick, was meant to make the meat convenient and appealing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what he's doing is he's trying to do something different with his chicken to make it easier for people. And what this frozen breaded chicken stick is meant to do is to do that, is to make it easier. Now, if you are meant to do something, it means you should do it, often because it's polite, or you made plans or a promise to do it, or because you are responsible for doing this thing. For example, I was meant to hang up the wet clothes, but I forgot, and now I have to wash them again. So I was supposed to do this thing, and I didn't, so now they smell bad.
And then you gotta wash it again and spend more time.
Exactly.
All right, so Professor Robert C. Baker wanted to make this new kind of chicken, this new kind of food, really easy for people to eat and also make it look really appealing. Now, appealing here is an adjective and it means something that is very pleasing or attractive and it makes people become more interested in it. So, of course, usually a fresh home-cooked meal will look more appealing than eating frozen food.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
I definitely agree with that. So he had to find a way to make people think, okay, it is maybe frozen or it's prepared beforehand, but we need to make it look more attractive and make it so people think, oh, it looks delicious and they want to try it.
Well, maybe that's why they put the breading on it.
Yeah.
So they basically mixed it up with flour so it made it easier to cook. And,
and taste when well.
Yeah, when it cooks in oil, it just tastes so good.
I want some chicken nuggets right now.
Do we have an example sentence for appealing?
Yes, we do. It says, people love this artwork because of its appealing colors.
Ah, okay. So I like to look at this painting because it's nice to look at. Okay. So what Robert C. Baker is doing. He's trying to make it look nicer. He's trying to make it easier. And here he's doing another thing. It says, in this way, he hoped to help farmers sell more chicken. Okay, so he's just trying to help everybody here.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a nice professor. Next it says, in fact, these chicken sticks were only one of the chicken products Baker dreamed up. Okay, so he probably had a lot of other food ideas, but then these chicken sticks were only one of the products that he thought about. So let's take a look at the word product. Product here is a noun, and it means something that is made or grown, and you make it or you grow it to be sold or used so other people can use it. For example, if I talk about Apple products, the products that Apple makes are things like the iPhone, iPad, and etc. So Apple products means the things that the company makes and it is sold to other people. Mm-hmm. Or for example, I could say, I really like the makeup products from this brand, meaning I like the stuff this company makes and I like using their makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can also use it in an example sentence like this. The company's newest product is selling well. So the newest thing that this company made is doing really well. Lots of people are buying it and they enjoy it.
Okay, well, we've learned that Baker is just inventing a lot of products, and we'll find out how many in a bit. But first, let's talk about this phrase, dream up, or dream something up. This is today's shortcut for you. So let's find out what happened when Baker dreamed up these products.
Shortcut for you.
How was your visit with your niece earlier?
It was fun. She showed me the story she's writing now.
Aw, that's cute. What's it about?
It's about a frog that wants to become a princess.
That sounds interesting.
It is, but the frog's journey is super strange.
Kids do dream up some pretty weird things sometimes.
Well, it wasn't a dream. It's the story she's writing, remember?
I'm not talking about an actual dream. If someone dreams something up, that means they invent something that is likely unusual or silly.
So, to dream something up means 凭空想出,虚构出.
That's right. So, tell me more about the story.
Okay, so first, the frog must rely on a wise old worm.
That's certainly creative.
Yeah, it only gets odder. Next.
Okay, so we learned that he also thought about other things as well. Let's take a look. It says, he and his graduate students came up with over 50 others, including chicken hot dogs.
Ooh.
Okay, sounds interesting.
I'd eat them.
Yeah, because actually, honestly, I don't really know what hot dogs are made out of.
I think you probably don't want to.
I don't think I want to know. So if I knew that it was made out of chicken, maybe I would eat that more.
Mm.
So he came up with this idea with his students. And when you come up with something, this phrase just means to think or suggest of an idea or plan.
Mm.
So for example, okay, forgive me for this. His name is kind of hard to read, I think.
Yes.
Ingvar Kamprad came up with a business idea of selling furniture when he was 17 years old. And he's basically, he was the founder of IKEA, and sadly he passed away not too long ago.
That's
so,
right.
For example, this businessman came up with the idea of IKEA.
Mm.
Or Shelley came up with a great idea. It means that she gave us a really, really great suggestion.
Okay. Now, we do know that he created over 50 food, well, it says products. Well, it seems like he likes chicken a lot.
Yeah.
So, I assume some of them are chicken. But here it says, however, his chicken sticks were the most successful.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Baker.
Mm.
And then next says, today they have evolved into the tasty nuggets that make millions of people say yum.
Mm.
I totally, and not just yum, but yum, 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 yum.
Yeah.
Extra yum. So now these chicken nuggets have evolved into the things that we eat today or the things that we love today. Now, when something evolves into something else, mm-hmm. this phrase means to change slowly over time into a different thing or into something else. So mm-hmm. maybe before, I think when he first invented these chicken nuggets, it was like a long stick.
Yeah.
And then now it's into like, you know, the rectangular
like square
ones that we eat today.
All right. And of course, millions of people are saying yum. When we talk about millions of something, we're talking about very big numbers of something. So if I said millions of people live in this city, I'm not talking about 10,000 or 5,000 or even 900. I'm talking about millions. So if you know 1 million, that has a one and then six zeros after it. So anything over that. As an example, we could say, besides humans, millions of other animal species live on Earth. Mm. About 8.7 million species.
Wow.
Mm.
So we share the beautiful Earth with these animals,
that's
so we
right.
should respect them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's actually quite interesting. I did not know that one of my favorite fast food snacks, the chicken nugget, was invented by a university professor. That's super cool.
I respect chicken nuggets so much more.
I know. I'm going to go grab some chicken nuggets later.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
Mm-hmm.
For You Chat.
Oh, all right. So let's take a look at our For You Chat. It says, what's your favorite fast food meal? Why? Oh my goodness. This is going to be a really long list.
All right. Well, I have two favorites, mm-hmm. and one of them you can get in Taiwan, and one of them you can't. So,
okay.
In Canada, we have a fast food restaurant called Arby's, and
uh-huh.
it serves beef sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Not like a burger, but like a sliced roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the, what's it called? The roast beef and cheddar. So it's got melty cheese on it and the special sauce. And it's just...
That sounds so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. Mm. We have that in the States too. And I really, really miss Arby's, their
mm-hmm.
sandwiches and then their curly fries.
Yes.
The curly fries were my favorite
mm-hmm.
too. What about the one in Taiwan?
Just a cheeseburger and some chicken nuggets and french fries.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy.
I think Taiwan, of course, McDonald's, Burger King is quite safe. Mos Burger can be quite good sometimes, but I never really feel full whenever I have Mos Burger.
Okay.
But maybe in Taiwan I would pick those three. I don't mind. In the States, I do miss, fast food chains like In-N-Out and Five Guys.
Like a better burger place.
Yeah, the burgers are really, really good. It's nice and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm starting to get really hungry
okay.
right now.
Well, so, we have more food stuff to talk about tomorrow, so
mm-hmm.
maybe we should stop for now.
Yeah, get some chicken nuggets
yeah.
and we'll come back.
Okay. Well, we're going to say goodbye for today, but we'll be back again here tomorrow, so stay tuned for then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fun facts. Fast food may be bad for you, but there's one delicious dish you can never seem to refuse. Chicken nuggets. Whether you enjoy this meal with ketchup, honey, or barbecue sauce, your love for it seems limitless. You can't help but wonder, who do we have to thank for this tasty creation? A. The first owner of McDonald's. B. A university professor. C. A restaurant manager. Congratulations if you guessed B. Cornell University professor Robert C. Baker invented the earliest form of chicken nuggets in 1973. His creation, a frozen breaded chicken stick, was meant to make the meat convenient and appealing. In this way, he hoped to help farmers sell more chicken. In fact, these chicken sticks were only one of the chicken products Baker dreamed up. He and his graduate students came up with over 50 others, including chicken hot dogs. However, his chicken sticks were the most successful. Today, they have evolved into the tasty nuggets that make millions of people say yum.
Thank you.
Vocabulary Review.
Wonder. Natalie wondered what she should have for lunch, curry or fried rice. Manager. The unhappy shopper asked to speak with the store's manager about his problem. Invent. Veronica has invented a simple robot that can cook eggs for her class project. Form. I haven't heard this form of music before. Appealing. That dish doesn't look very appealing to me. It's cold and gray in color. Product. This store sells many different products, from magazines to writing tools.